This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. This weekend will be a huge one for the Southfield-based band I Prevail. They have a record in the running for Best Rock Album at the Grammys. And this song, Bow Down, is nominated for Best Metal Performance. I Prevail is like a Cinderella story if the fairy tale princess were wearing a black t-shirt and tat sleeves. We spoke with vocalists Brian Burkheiser and Eric Vandenberg about the crazy story of the band's rise and the things that they've overcome as they've grown into their stardom. We started with how the band met up.
It's actually, it's pretty funny because both of us actually were in bands back in the day that were kind of unsuccessful and didn't do much. So both of us kind of were in the points in our lives where we were in our early 20s and kind of had not a whole lot going for us, where I was actually working a pizza job at Domino's and Eric was working at IHOP, actually. And funny enough, I decided, like, I want to give it one last go and start my own band and kind of see what happened. So I kind of knew with that I needed to find people who were kind of in the same page as me and same chapter of their life where they wanted to really go for something and try to actually make a career out of music. So luckily, I actually met Steve, our lead guitarist, first through a website called Bandmix, funny enough, which is kind of like a...
It's like an eHarmony for musicians.
Right.
A bunch of musicians are on there, and you kind of communicate and stuff. So I found him, and then through a mutual friend, we actually heard about Eric, and he sent over a little demo that he had done before, and I was like, whoa, this guy is an incredible vocalist and was somebody who I thought would actually kind of mesh up really well with my voice, since I'm kind of a, you know, clean singer and he's doing some of the harsher stuff. And we linked up, and it was actually funny. The first time we ever got together was at a Taco Bell. So we put down some Taco Bell and kind of just talked about what our goals and what we kind of wanted to do with this whole band thing.
How would you describe the kind of music that you wanted to make together?
I would say very, like, I think both of us are pretty wide ranging in terms of our musical taste. So, you know, Eric's probably a little more on the heavy side where I'm a little more on the softer side, but I think it balances out so great because Eric still, you know, likes pop music and hip hop music and stuff. And I still like, you know, heavy metal and
I like listening to like hip hop underground stuff, like to metal, to black metal, to like the far ends of each. So when we were writing stuff, it was like, let's find something that's in the middle, but kind of has these, you know, elements of like a little bit of R&B or hip hop, but then a little bit of like heavier metal, but just find that middle ground where we can blend all these different styles that we all like. From, I mean, we grew up fans of Linkin Park to Slipknot to, we're fans of Eminem, you know, growing up being from Michigan. That was like our first taste of rap, like real lyricism in rap. And so we wanted to mix all our influences together, and it just kind of came out like this.
Well, the band had been hitting the shows pretty hard, but the band became super famous for its cover of Taylor Swift's Blank Slate.
Miss you, meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, that face, you look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, hey. New money, student tie.
Seriously though, whose idea was it to flip this song?
So it's kind of that story is actually pretty funny because we were pretty underground for about a year after we met each other, where we didn't really tell our parents or our friends or anybody super close to us what really was going on. And we all, you know, sat and grinded and just kept going to the studio. And we actually wrote our EP, which was probably, I think, 7 songs. And, you know, it's obviously pretty hard for a brand new band to get exposure on its original music. So, you know, we kind of all were fans of the Punk Goes Pop series, where bands like A Day to Remember and Pierce the Veil, and I mean, all sorts of rock bands have done covers before. So we kind of looked to that and said, hey, what would be a good song for us to get some exposure on? And we actually found the leaked version of Taylor Swift's new record coming out. We knew she obviously was a very successful artist at that time. But, you know, little did we know that, like, that album was going to end up being her kind of big moment. So we went through it and we actually found Blank Space and we were like, whoa, this song's actually really built to be able to be covered and kind of let us switch it up and do some really interesting things with it. So.
Nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever.
It is shocking how dark that song goes with the shift to the minor key. It's a relatively small change, but it's amazing.
We appreciate that. I mean, that was definitely something we wanted to do, where we wanted the cover to sound very similar to our EP, where someone could say, whoa, this cover was super different and raw and dark, and go to our EP and say, whoa, the cover has a similar vibe to what's on the record, because we didn't want to go too cookie cutter with it and be safe where, you know, someone listens to we just kept it super poppy, and then all of a sudden they go to our regular music and find out, oh, there's, you know, harsh vocals in here and there's some pretty, dark lyricism and talk about some pretty real subjects. So
as we alluded to, there's two singers in this band. Brian, you've historically handled the clean vocals, and Eric, you're the scream singer. How does the songwriting work?
I think the best way to put it is, like, every song kind of comes up differently. When we're working on something, we start off with an idea of a riff or some kind of electronic part that we want to build a chorus around or something to that. We'll put something together all the way up until the first chorus, and then we'll sit on that instrumental, and then we'll work on another one, and we'll get up to the first chorus, and we'll sit on that one. And after we got a bunch of a handful of demos, we start going back, and it kind of just works itself out, where you hear this verse, and you're like, we all agree, like, oh yeah, that feels like a melody could go over that really well, or oh, that's this part really feels like, you know, now this new record, our last record, Trauma, we did a little more rapping on, and stuff like that, where it just felt like we all kind of agreed that, okay, this really feels like a part that, you know, should be more intense. So unless there's a killer melody to go over it, let's stick with something more in your face, aggressive, harsh, you know, whether it be rapping or screaming, which are both kind of the same if you think about it.
Right. Can you give us a breakdown of what scream singing actually demands of you? Harsh vocals are not a small thing to keep up over the course of a whole tour.
Honestly, I wish I could say that I have a regimen or I warm up, or I don't. I think the longest streak of shows was when we did Warped Tour. I think it was like 14 shows in a row or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think after yeah, it doesn't help with every day on that tour. You don't know what time you're playing until the morning of, and it could be, you know, you're out in New Mexico, Arizona, where it's dry and 115 degrees, or it's, you know, out in just different environments, you know, where it's dusty or it's dry or it's very humid or rainy or cold one day. So you're playing to the elements. I think that was around when, like, 10 shows into 14 or whatever it was, that's when I started feeling like, oh, okay, this is what it feels like to be sore and exhausted.
That's Eric Vandenberg and Brian Burkheiser of the band I Prevail. They're in the running for 2 Grammy Awards this weekend. More after a break, including how a medical diagnosis nearly broke up the band. You're listening to Stateside. We're talking today with Brian Burkheiser and Eric Vandenberg of the band I Prevail. When their album Trauma came out last year, it became an instant chart topper. And their single Bow Down hit Billboard's Rock Top 10. Both the album and the song are nominated for Grammys this weekend. In 2017, Brian, who's the band's clean singer, was diagnosed with a vocal polyp. Doctors told him that he had to get some rest and step away from the microphone for a while. I asked Brian what the diagnosis meant to him and the band.
I mean, it definitely was something for me where, I mean, it honestly was a little traumatizing, where we were actually on our big final tour at that of the Lifeline cycle, which was actually called the Rage on the Stage tour. And we were probably 20 shows in, and I think that tour ended up having like 40 or 50 on it. So it was a pretty long tour. And at that point I had kind of realized like something's just off with me on the road. Like I started kind of clamming up and not really wanting to talk to people and whatnot. And then, you know, pretty much every day my voice just started hurting and hurting and hurting. And it got to the point where I'm like, man, I don't know if something's wrong with me mentally right now and that's affecting the injury. I don't know if I just actually injured myself and that's why I'm so down right now. But yeah, I actually, I think it was Chicago, we just played a show in Minnesota, and it was kind of the one for me where I'm like, I don't think I can do this anymore without some serious damage being done. So I actually went to the doctors and they drove me back actually from Chicago to Michigan. Went in there and unfortunately got the worst news possible, because I went in thinking, you know, maybe I will take a week off and this will be kind of a short-term thing. But
it was just a sore throat or something, right?
Exactly. I was hoping, you know, for the best, but it turned out my vocal doctor was like, yeah, man, we're going to have to get you into surgery like ASAP, and I need you to go on vocal rest like right now. And for me, that was pretty, you know, pretty terrifying with everything, especially that had led up to that point where, you know, this ride in this band has been awesome, but it has been, you know, pretty taxing in terms of we went from, you know, trying to DIY everything for a year and kind of forming to all of a sudden things blew up out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, you know, kids who had never really played a lot of shows and stuff before now were being told like, hey, all right, you got a 50 show tour here. You got a 30 show tour. We're going to fly you to Europe. You're going to go here. You're going to go there. And I think for me, I was so caught up in, you know, all the different processes of the band, because, you know, we're a band that likes to take a very DIY approach and be involved in every little aspect of the business, where all of a sudden you don't, I wasn't taking my vocals seriously, but I probably wasn't working as much as I should have been on them. And then all of a sudden, yeah, like I said, the injury kind of happened. And, you know, it was a pretty terrifying time, not only for me, but for the band on the road too, because it turned into a thing where like, oh, are they going to be able to continue on without me? Can Eric and Dylan, who is our rhythm guitarist and does some backup singing, can he kind of help Eric carry the carry the band until I get back? And luckily they were able to complete that tour and everything went really great. But unfortunately, when they came back, I kind of laid some news where I was like, hey guys, you know, I got this surgery done, but right now I don't even know if I ever want to go back on the road again, just because I was pretty damaged from everything that happened. And I think I scared myself into thinking like, man, am I ever going to be able to even sing again? But luckily everybody in the band was super supportive and kind of helped me get through some of those hard times. And before you know it, we got into recording the trauma cycle. But yeah, it was a pretty crazy time for all of us.
Yeah, it seems like that was the seed from which the record was planted. You guys deal with so many different themes in your music that are kind of standard for metal: alienation and rage. But your album, Trauma, also carries this strong thread of vulnerability in how you talk about the things that you've dealt with in the run-up to the record. The video for Breaking Down is, you know, maybe the most obvious example of this, casting Brian as a guy who's just ready to snap. And then he appears to be getting through it toward the end with a few sort of ambiguous moments.
Hey, every single second, minute, hour, every day, person in the mirror, they won't let me feel a thing. Keep me focused on my problems, I'm addicted to the pain.
Everybody's out to get you.
I guess I never noticed how we keep creeping in. My enemy emotion, but I can't sink or swim. I say I'm feeling hopeless, they give me medicine. They give me medicine. They give me medicine.
Why did you decide to show a light at the end of that tunnel?
I mean, I think with that video, it was something for me where Breaking Down is a pretty accurate picture of kind of things I deal with. And I think with that video was something where I wanted to be real and honest with our viewers, where like, hey, you know, there are going to be a lot of times where you're kind of just going through the motions and you're fighting through things. But, you know, there is always a light at the end. And even for me, we kind of show that I take an antidepressant at the end. And I actually am on antidepressants, and it's something that, you know, I would vouch for if you can find the right thing for you. Because for me, it was something that I did get on, and, you know, it really kind of helped me. Not to say that it was the only thing. I think there's tons of things that go into kind of having a healthy mind. But for me, it was something I kind of just wanted to tell my story and show the fans that, hey, even though we're in a position where, yeah, we, you know, quote unquote, we've made it and whatnot, everybody kind of deals with their own internal struggle. And even just in general with this whole trauma album, Eric and I and Steve kind of went into this record saying we are going to be as real and as vulnerable and as honest as we can, because it was something where I obviously we've been like that on our previous records. But I think with this record, after I came off the injury, and we've dealt with a lot of internal things too, whether it was the label or managers or this or that. And we kind of just really wanted to keep this album a very small circle where it was the band and our producer, Tyler Smith. And we just kind of sat and wrote the most raw, vulnerable, honest things we could. And I think that's why the album's translated so well with our fans. And honestly, too, for me, it's something where, you know, Eric and I go out every night and we pour our hearts out into the lyrics on trauma. And we just feel the song so much live. And I think that's one thing that was super important for us going into our sophomore record, where it was like, hey, you know, this is the album that's kind of probably going to define us as what we are as a band and kind of set us up for the future. So we said we want to create a bunch of different sounds. We want all the songs to be very different from one another. But at the end of the day, we want to be very true to ourselves and just, you know, give a message of, hey, you know, if you're feeling bad about yourself, this is a song you can listen to help you get through. If you're angry about something, here's a song you can listen to. If you're sad about something, here's a song you can listen to. So just kind of going through all the different human emotions and laying out different songs for people to kind of channel whenever they're going through that certain moment in life that they need a song to kind of help them get through.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Eric Van Lerberg and Brian Berkheiser with the band I Prevail. You know, a lot of bands go into their songwriting and their shows with that give it 500% ethic. But you guys were just dealing with such difficult subjects. And Eric, you've been very public about the loss of your best friend who died by suicide as being one of the themes that informed the record. Is it hard to get up there on stage and just be so emotionally naked night after night?
Honestly, yeah, it's been a couple of years since he's passed, and performing those songs, you go through when you lose someone, everyone has their way of coping, and you start getting through it, not over it, but getting through it. And it was, you know, a year or so afterwards, and we're playing these songs, and I remember just, there's sometimes where I couldn't even finish a line. It was hard. Just start like reliving that.
It's 2016, Pittsburgh. Back of the bus when I first heard. Ma gave me the first word. Ambulance at the house and she concerned. She goes to the door to investigate. Said it doesn't look good, feel her hesitate. Medics worked and they tried to resuscitate. By the time they arrived, it was too late. Was your breathing getting shallow? Was the darkness getting darker? While the demons that you hide from held you underneath the water? I'm at a loss for words, but you know it. Did you make it out to Mount St. Joseph? I keep on.
And when I wrote that story out, I wanted it to not just go on a rock track or go on to something heavy. Like, I wanted it to be way different than anything else that you heard on the record, but still feel cohesive to the rest of the record. And that's why we decided to go in this rap route. It's something we've never really done before. So when someone hears it, it doesn't get lost in the rest of the record. It kind of stands out. And to go and perform that live, it was difficult at first being up on stage and performing something that wasn't rock or metal. It was a little difficult.
Do you feel like it's brought you to a place of strength about it?
Yeah. And that's I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's going through the storytelling mode where that song in particular, Goodbye, that track is when I'm going out and performing it every night. It's not like, hey, keep your head up if you're feeling depressed. I wanted that song to connect to people that were, you know, maybe feeling a certain way, and hopefully it gives them the courage to go seek some help, go find the right medication to be on, to find a confidant to express themselves and tell how they really feel. And it just felt important to do something like that rather than another song that was like, keep your head up, you're worth more than you know, which those are important, I feel, but sometimes you need to see the other side, the darker side of it.
It would be kind of glib to talk about I Prevail as a complete Cinderella story. I mean, the life of a touring band is pretty brutal. But I did see something on Instagram over the holidays that just, it was so sweet. It was this, gave me the sweetest feeling. Brian, on Christmas, you gave your dad this huge surprise. And there's an Instagram video of you gifting him $50,000 to pay off his mortgage.
Yeah, that was a moment for me that honestly I've been dreaming about for years and years and years. So it was something for me and my whole family that kind of was a moment that I don't think any of us will really ever forget. My dad, honestly, was one of the very few supporters, and my mom too. But, you know, this band didn't have a lot of supporters when we started, but they always were there for us. And it's funny, too. Even back in the day, I mean, Eric and I and Steve were literally putting every ounce of money we had into the project and trying to just keep things moving. And I'll never forget, I asked my dad, hey, is there any way I could get a small loan from you for $5,000 to film this music video? And I kind of was thinking, hey, it's a long shot. You know, he works 50 hours a week. You know, he's not rich by any stretch of the imagination. But he actually mustered up and gave it to us, and we filmed it. And I'll never forget back then, literally a month later, I was able to return his investment to him. And it was something where I always kind of, from that moment on, just really cherished how much he believed in me and my mom believed in me. And it was something that I knew once I kind of got a little more financial grounding and once the band had a little more success, instead of going out and buying, you know, this or that, you know, I wanted to, the one thing that was going to mean a lot to me was making sure that him and my mom kind of were in a place where they could be happy, because he drives like 2 hours a day to work, to and back. And just, it's to a point in his life where I think, you know, he deserves kind of a break.
Do you mind saying what line of work he's in?
So he actually was a police officer for like 20 years, but gunfire actually went off by his ear. So he wasn't able to work that job anymore. So now he's a security manager actually at a hospital. So now that I can give back to him, just kind of, he just makes me happy inside. Cause, you know, when I go on tour and stuff too, I get a little worried saying, hey, my 50-year-old dad's having to get up at 5 a.m. and drive 2 hours, you know, in the dark and whatnot. And now I kind of can be a little more secure when, you know, we're out in Europe in a couple months, instead of him having to be working, he can kind of get a little breather, and him and my mom can kind of start really relaxing and taking some time to spend with themselves, because they spend so much time apart while he's at work, where now I'm excited to kind of give them the opportunity at the next phase of life, I would say.
I'm sure he's a fan of the band in that he's a fan of Brian, but is he a metal guy?
Oh yeah, he likes all sorts of, it's pretty funny. I have videos of him at our shows before. I have a video actually when we play Gasoline, that you can just see him with his rock fist up and banging his head. So now he's a pretty funny character, but I love my dad a lot.
Guys, we only have about a minute left, but the Grammys are coming up, and you guys are nominated both for Best Rock Album and also for Bow Down for Best Metal Performance for the song. Did you ever think that the band would go this far?
We always had the sky's the limit mentality, where it's like we just keep hustling. You know, there's no end to this until we decide there's an end to it. So keep climbing. Is corny and cheesy, all those sayings. Just, you know, that's what our mentality was.
I was going to say too, I think it just goes to show, if you're real and honest, you know, it definitely can translate to, again, we never went into this record saying, hey, we want to get as many sales as possible and streams and get a Grammy nom and stuff. But the one thing we did say is, hey, you know, this record's going to be true to us. And at the end of the day, even if it doesn't do as well as Lifeline's did or the EP, this is our favorite record, and this record is by far the most, you know, emotionally invested we've ever been into a piece of art. So if it did well, cool. If not, you know, at least we put our all into it. And I think it, you know, with the numbers and kind of how well it's been reflected on with our fans, it just goes to show that, you know, if you stay true to, you know, kind of what you want to do, the possibilities are endless to see where you can go. And we're kind of just going to keep that mantra as we continue forward and with the next record, and just kind of, and with this Grammy too, win or lose, just cool to be nominated with all these bands we've looked up to. And it's funny for us, we're still so new to this whole thing that we're trying to like figure out what we're going to wear and all the good stuff that comes with that.
So I know I'm going to look
I'm
good.
Sure it'll be a pretty interesting, interesting week.
Well, we'll see you on the red carpet. Brian, Eric, thank you both so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, it's been real. It's been fun.
Brian Burkheiser and Eric Van Lerberg from Southfield. Their band, I Prevail, is nominated for Best Metal Performance and Best Rock Album at this year's Grammy Awards. The ceremony is happening this Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.